to the AgeTurners.com podcast. These podcasts are intended to help you become part of that generation that will turn the age. My name is Ricky Acosta, and in today's installment, we would like to fellowship with you all concerning the matter of making spiritual progress during these upcoming summer months. Firstly, I'd like to read some verses from the book of Ephesians, Ephesians 5, verses 15 through 18. Look therefore carefully how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is, and do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissoluteness, but be filled in spirit. The summertime could be a time of making spiritual progress, of advancing in the Lord, or it could be a time of dissoluteness or dissipation. The word dissoluteness actually means lacking in moral restraint or indulging in sensual pleasures and vices. This word could also be translated as dissipation, which means a leaking away. We could, during the school year, have built-up habits going on in the Lord, meeting with the saints, meeting with companions, because we're on a good schedule. But it's very possible that the summertime, because of the lack of a proper schedule, could bring in dissipation or a leaking away of what we've gained during the school year. We want to encourage all of you, brothers and sisters, to be on guard, even to consider before the Lord very seriously how you would spend your time during the summer. Some of you may already have set plans and may already be involved with some special programs in different schools, whether academic or athletic, and that may take up a lot of your time. It's good to be occupied positively with constructive things, but we do hope that you could devote some time for making spiritual progress. We hope in your daily schedule and in your weekly schedule, you would have in your schedule some definite spiritual exercises, like having morning revival, with some companions, or having some companion meetings during the week. In addition to this, now that you would have more time in the summer, we do hope that you could attend the church's prayer meeting, the small group meetings, and even participate in the services of the church. The church life is a practical way to avoid the wasting of time, avoid the dissoluteness or the dissipation. We also hope that you all would participate in either the Summer School of Truth or the college training in your area. We encourage all the junior hires and high schoolers to make this a priority, to participate in the Summer School of Truth. If you would participate in the Summer School of Truth year after year, you are building up a great foundation of truth and life in your being that will be specifically a blessing to you when you enter college, but also will be a blessing to you for your entire life. So we want to encourage you, if there is a Summer School of Truth in your locality or in your area, we hope that this would be a priority, that you would set the time now to be there, to attend the Summer School of Truth, and to attend that with your whole heart. We hope that you would encourage the other young people in your locality, and maybe even some new ones that were saved during this last school year. We hope that you would also get them to the Summer School of Truth. Remember, God desires all men to be saved and to come to the full knowledge of the truth. And the Summer School of Truth is an excellent way to get on this pathway of coming to the full knowledge of the truth. Definitely, if you would set aside the time and participate, whether it's 1 week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks in your area, or however it's carried out, if you would set aside this time, definitely this summer, you would make some spiritual progress. For the college students, although the Summer School of Truth program is primarily for the junior highers and the high schoolers, we encourage all the college students, if you have the time, to participate in the Summer School of Truth as helpers and as serving ones. Actually, the experience of so many college students has been that even if they participated in the Summer School of Truth as a junior higher or high schooler, when they came back to serve in the Summer School of Truth, they got a lot more, because now they had to exercise to get into the truth in a stronger way, even to be able to speak the truth. And our experience tells us how much the truth is constituted into you is not a function of how many times you study it, but of how many times you speak it. And the Summer School of Truth allows the college students, all the serving ones, the opportunity to speak the truth, and even to try our best to exercise to get some experience that we could share with the young people based on the truth. You know, a big burden in the Summer School of Truth is to make an experiential impression on the young people. That is to take the truth and convey the truth, but convey it in the way of experience. And this kind of exercise to prepare testimonies that go along with the speaking of the truth is an excellent way to get constituted with the truth. So we encourage all the college students to take this wonderful opportunity, even seize this opportunity of serving in the Summer School of Truth. And for the college students, of course, we also have the college trainings. There's a college training on the West Coast, one on the East Coast, and one in the Midwest. This time will be in Illinois. And we do encourage all the college students to participate in the college training. This is another excellent opportunity to be constituted with the truth and also to pursue the Lord together with other lovers of the Lord and to have the experience of life. This kind of exercise of pursuing the Lord together with companions and pursuing the experience of life and the constitution of the truth, if you would set aside that week to participate in the college training, this also, brothers and sisters, will become a great blessing to you, not only in the coming school year specifically and in the rest of your college days, but actually this would be a blessing to you that you would be reaping of for the entire rest of your life. So we do hope that the college students, that many college students, would seize this opportunity to redeem the time this summer. We hope by these kind of exercises in the normal church life, in our daily life, and also through these special trainings and the Summer School of Truth, that this summer would be a time of making spiritual progress. We don't want to see any of the young people to waste their time and to be in dissoluteness. The word says we need to redeem the time because the days are evil. And the days are really evil. There are so many distractions, so many things that the enemy has set up that would bring in the dissoluteness. And again, what is the dissoluteness? It is the lack of restraint. And this practically comes in because of the lack of a proper schedule. When we don't schedule our time, we waste our time. It seems that in the summer, because you don't have school, you have a lot of time on your hands. But our experience tells us that when we don't schedule our time, we waste our time. So we want to encourage you to be before the Lord concerning your summer schedule, be before the Lord concerning a daily schedule, and also a weekly church life schedule, as well as the special trainings and conferences. So, brothers and sisters, we want to encourage you, redeem the time. Do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissoluteness, but be filled in spirit. For the world, there are so many things that they look forward to in the summer. Now, I'm not saying that during the summer you cannot have some recreation or some rest, but we have to be on guard that we do not go the way of the worldly people and get caught up with the trend of the world to participate in the things that would bring in the dissipation, that would cause us to leak away the enjoyment of the Lord, that all that we've gained in the Word during the semester or even during these trainings in the summer school, that would leak away. It is possible to attend this 1 or 2 week, this 1 week training or the 1 or 2 week summer school of truth, but then the rest of the summer to be in dissipation or dissoluteness. And we don't want this for you either. So we want to encourage you to be on guard, to walk as the word says, to walk as wise, not as unwise. So we encourage you, brothers and sisters, to consider this matter. Even as many high schoolers, you have not finished your semester yet, even before the summer begins, we hope that you would consider this matter and that this summer would be a summer for all of you of making spiritual progress. Well, this ends our program for today. We do hope that this fellowship is an encouragement to you and that every day of this summer, the Lord would be able to make a little bit more of his home in each of your hearts. O Lord, we love you. O Lord, make your home in our hearts a little bit more today. For HTurners.com, this is Ricky Acosta.